look at Pevek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayigdal Moshe. We'll learn a little bit about Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetzel Echov. And Moshe grew up, and he went out to his brothers, Vayar Besibloisom. And he saw their difficulties. Vayar Ish Mitzvi, you know the story, Vayetze Vayemashini. He went out twice. Uberashi, Rashi brings down, Vayar Besibloisom, Nosan Enov Veliboi, Liyos Meitza Alehem. Very significant words there. That he saw their difficulties, says Rashi, he put his eyes and he put his heart to be distressed about them. Nosan, he did a maisa here, an act of caring by seeing what was going on and also to feel there for them emotionally. Over Medrash, Ma'arich Shom Bahaflo Maisa Moshe. And the Medrash has a beautiful, beautiful detail. He went out twice from the palace. And the Torah writes about them twice. Which is the Perush on the Medrash Shom. He only went out of the palace twice. And he went out to see what was happening with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And that is what the Torah is coming to tell us here. I remember Rabbi Yezeh Chazadik reading this and crying himself. I remember him crying. He cried. He was so distressed over Klal Yisrael. How can I prevent them? How can I get out of them? While you're noising Ksefov, and he put his shoulders on Messiah, kol echad ve'echad mehem, and he went out to help all of them. While you're meniach daugon shelo, and he lowered his own status. Vaholech umeyashev lahem sibloisom, and he went out, and he carried their burdens. He switched the pekalach, as we know. He took from a person, an old person who was taking something for a young person, a woman to a man, and he helped them. He walked the streets and cared for them. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ato hinachta asokecha v'holachta lirois b'tzaron shel Yisrael. You left your comfortable palace where you were, and you went out to care for Klal Yisrael. V'nahagta bohem minhag achim. And you cared for them like a brother. Said the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because of that, ani meniach es elyonim es hatachtonim, I will leave Shomayim and I'm coming to talk to you. Hadohu dirseh vayar Hashem, and therefore it says vayar Hashem by the snare ki sali rois. Hashem saw that he's turned. Roah Hakodesh Baruch Hu b'moishe shesal me asakov, that he turned away from what he was doing. Lirois b'siblosom, to see, to care. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him, as we said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Shomayim to call him and speak to him. From these beautiful maisim, this is all we know about the background of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Alter from Kelm has beautiful ma'amorim on the beginning of Chelek Aleph of Chochma U'Musa, all about the topic of Noisa Ba'olim Chaveiro. And he spends a great deal of time discussing. This is all we know about the biography of the profile of Moshe Rabbeinu. He went out and he cared. It doesn't say anywhere that he was the greatest tzaddik, the greatest Talmid Chacham. Doesn't say. All we know is that he cared. The Chazal hifli b'shevach inyonim. And the Chazal made a tremendous issue out of these maisim. And that is the reason why Moshe was zoicha l'chal asido. Why was Moshe zoicha? Because of this sort of profile. And I'm going to talk to you because of what you have done. And by us, we might be surprised. And from such maisim, we would not make such an issue out of them. So Beseder, he went out and he switched the pekalach. He cared for the people. He went out and cried. We would make such an issue out of them. Yisker bohem b'scha ein soif. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to such an incredible scha. What did he do here? V'zeh mipnei she'anachnu, in our small vision, mabitim rak al kamus ha'maisim v'gadlusom. All we look at is great wonders and how great they are or how many there are. We don't have the ability to see the quality. We see really maybe the quantity. He did a great act, but what is the greatness of the act? We don't appreciate it. But Chazal went much deeper and saw exactly what was behind these acts. And they looked to see what was a koyach behind these maisim. And that's the emphasis which Rabbi Yochanan is making. I didn't bring the rest of the maimer, because this is enough. The koyach of the maisa. What was the koyach behind the maisa? And that really is the greatness of a human being. What is the koyach that he puts inside an act? What is the quality of the act? What is the eichus of the act? And that's all Rabbi Yochum says here. Later on he goes on a little bit more about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. But I would like to extend this idea and take you much, much further. We are now just beginning the weeks of Shovavim. Shovavim means Shuvavonim Shovavim El Pa Mishvoi Seichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, return back to me and I will heal you because of your teshuva. Ki osalona, because you came to me, Hashem said, ki ashtato Hashem alakenu, posuk in Yirmiyahu perek gimel. The weeks of Shovavim are weeks when we turn closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're weeks of from Golus into Geula. These are the weeks of Shovavim. And the Ramchal mentions many times in Derech Hashem that the Luach is never to be seen as history. The Luach is current, is present. Very important point. Rav Dessler brings it out very often in Michtav Meliol, that every aspect of the Luach, meaning when we read through these parashas, it's not history, it's topical, it's relevant to our times now. And that's very crucial to all that we're going through in these times at the moment. You see, everybody knows how much anti-Semitism is on the rise throughout the world, the United Nations, these terrible, awful attacks which are going on in different areas in Eretz Yisrael, young soldiers. I myself had a personal incident. My daughter was close with one of the sisters of one of the soldiers who died. Just a terrible, terrible maisim which are going on at the moment. People who are sick. We see things going on in Klal Yisrael. We see a matzav of Golus going on here. And therefore, when we look at the weeks of Shovavim, especially Shemois, and we see this act, we have to take out, I'm suggesting, a meser, a lesson from this particular maisim of Moshe Rabbeinu, but in its context. You'll see in a minute what I want to say. There's a pasuk in the beginning of Shir HaShirim. Hagida li she'ava nafshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Eichot tira, eichot tabitz batzorayim. What are you going to do in the heat of the day, meaning, says the Gaon, in the heat of Golus? How are you going to behave? How are you going to manage? How are you going to find parnosa? How are you going to survive the difficulties of Golus? Im lo seidi lo chayofa vanoshim. I'll tell you what to do. Go out in their footsteps and take the children back to the Mishkanos HaRoim. The Mishkanos HaRoim means these personalities in the Torah who set the trend and the way for Klal Yisrael in times of Golus. What we did in Parashas Bereishis, that's what we're Ma'aseh Avosim Melabonim. What I would like to do is to take you even further and deeper in this Parasha Shemois, because I think this is what we see from Moshe Rabbeinu here in this particular incident here has a much broader context. When Rashi says the words Nosan Eino V'Liboy, I remember hearing a mimer from the Rosh Hashiva of Chofetz Chaim, Rav Leibovitz, Rav Henoch Leibovitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Forest Hills. I was once there. And he explained, Nosan Eino V'Liboy means he paid great care. He looked to see the situation, to understand it, and he put his heart there as well. It wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at the domestic scenes that you find in the whole catalyst of Parashat Shemois. Parashat Shemois is a catalyst. A catalyst is something that changes in the course of time. It changes you. We are going through the Parashat of Golus. Golus starts, and then Golus begins to end. Let me ask you, what does the Torah bring out as the crucial change? What brought about the great change from Golus, from Avodas Perech and Avodah Kosher, into HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael? What brought about the change? Nothing more than quiet domestic scenes. Very quiet scenes. Each scene is not diplomacy. It's not about presidents or prime ministers. It's not about armaments. It's not about government decisions or
nothing to do with that. All we see in the parasha is about five or six incidents, which I would like to suggest to you are all the same. All the same. Let me show you what I mean. In Perek Aleph, Posik Tesvav, we're introduced to the Mialdois. Listen to these words. Here's the first scene, and I'd like to suggest that each one of these scenes, and Moshe Rabbeinu is one of them, has the same criteria all the way through. Listen to the first one. And Paros said to the Mialdois, Shemo achas Shifra, Shema Shenis Pua. One was called Shifra, and one was called Pua. Rashi says, what did Shifra do? Shifra was Meshaperes Hasavlad. She looked after the physical well-being of the child, of the baby. Pua, what did Pua do? Says Rashi, Ashem Shapur, Medaberes Vahoiga. She cooed to the child. She made, when the child was crying, Loshan Sa'oka, like, soothe the child down. That's an emotional need. Let me ask you, why weren't there three midwives? Why weren't there one midwife? Why are there two midwives? And what did they each do? Shifra looked after the physical needs. Meshaperes cleaned the baby. And Pua looked after the emotional needs. The Torah is telling us something here. The two criteria of caring were the criteria of physical and emotional needs. That's the first ma'aser. Take a look at Miriam in Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalad. But we're told, and she stood from aside, a sister, a babysitter, Vayasela. She stood from the side. Ledeo, to know, Mayeosaloi, what was happening to him? What are these two words? Ledeo, says the Sipono. She was worried, maybe someone would take the child. She was worried about the child. She cared about the needs of the child. Mayeosalo, what's happening to him? Is he crying? Is he okay? There's a support there. Das is knowledge, to know the facts. Is he safe? Mayeosalo, what's happening to him? The emotional needs, exactly the same as the Mialdos, no? Das is to know something. And Mayeosaloi is what's with him? How is he managing emotionally? The two needs are the same. Take a look at Basia and Perek Vav, Perek Beis Pasuk Vav. Listen to this. It goes all the way through the parasha. Each domestic scene carries with it physical needs and emotional needs. Batiftach, and Basia came along, the daughter of power, Batir Eiwes Ayeled, and she saw there was a child there. Behine Na'a Boiche, Batach Moil Olav. What do you see here? She saw a child crying. She saw the situation. That tachmal is emotional. And she cared for the child. She looked after the child. The Medrash brings down there that all the women in the palace criticized Batya for saving Moshe Rabbeinu. Why are you taking such care about him? And she insisted on looking after him. That tachmal olav. She looked after him. But the needs are the same here. Physical needs and emotional needs. Another domestic scene. From the Mialdais to Miriam to Basia. Then we come on to Moshe Rabbeinu, which we just saw. Nasan Eino V'libai. Exactly the same. Take you on to another Maisa. When Aaron, after the snare, in Perek Dalad, Posit Yud Dalad. They're all the same, Rabbi Isai. All the same. Posit Yud Dalad. You have to pick up a message here of the Mishkan Os HaRoim here, of what does it mean being able to move on from a situation of Golas into Gula? How do you do it? How do you get out of the situation? Through diplomacy? Evidently not. It's a matter of Bein Odom LaChaveiroi, how one acts between each other in company. That is the catalyst, that's the change which brings about Gula. Here, this is it. Ma'aseh Avosim Melabonim. If you look at Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Shemais, and many of the parashas in Shemais, you see, he keeps on bringing out, and so it will be by Achris Hayomim, just like what happened all the time Rabbeinu Bachai brings out, and the Ramban as well. What happened here in Mitzrayim is a showcase for the future of what's going to happen. These are all situations of how we're supposed to move on the Mishkan Os HaRoim, using the guidance of the shepherds, meaning of these people, and how we're supposed to behave. Moshe Rabbeinu,
refused to go down to Mitzrayim. I never understand this parsha very well. How can you turn around and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, I'm not going? Lamaisa, he said, I'm not going. And for 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nurtured him. Vayicha af Hashem b'Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with Moshe. Vayema halo, Aaron achicha. He was worried about Aaron. Rashi brings down 2 days on what the anger was. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha, Kocha roin af. Every time you find anger in the Torah, it makes an impression. But there's no impression. In other words, because he was scared, he was worried about Aaron, his older brother, who was the leader of Mitzrayim, and he's going to take over from his older brother. It's an insult to him. It rejects an older brother. It's not Derech Eretz. Rashi brings down another day of Rabbi Yossi, but we'll leave Rabbi Yossi. Let's stay with Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets out the message. You don't know your older brother. Listen to these words. He'll take one look at you, and he'll be happy with you. But what does it mean, v'ro'acha? Ro'acha means he'll understand that you are to be the manhig. He'll understand the situation. And emotionally, also, v'samach b'libay, he'll be very happy for you. Says Rashi, lo kishatasav, not like you think, shehu yakpid alecha. No. Moshe zochel Aaron, and for that reason, Aaron was given the choshen, because of his caring. His lave was so pure. But it's the same thing again. Bein odom lachaveiroi, to care for somebody, their physical needs, ruach v'samach b'lib, he'll understand the situation. Isn't that what Moshe did in Mitzrayim when he went out? He saw Nosan Einov. He didn't take pictures of what was going on in Mitzrayim. He understood the difficulty of what they were going through and switched the pekalach around all the time. It's a physical caring and an emotional caring, v'nosan libay. That's exactly what Aaron did as well. Ruach v'samach b'libay. He'll understand the situation, and he'll be happy for you. Take another example. The Medrash brings out about the Noshim Tzidkoniyos in Mitzrayim. All domestic, all private, all quiet. The women went out and bought food to their husbands in the work, and they bought them fish, and they looked after them. Tachas ha-tapuach ha-raticha, the posuk in Shir HaShirim. The women wakened up the men, they made them live again. They supported their husbands. The private caring and the emotional needs of their husbands, that's what they did, they brought out to their husbands. If we can say such a thing, I don't know, but kevyochol, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaved in this way. If we can say such a thing. Take a look at Peyuk Beis, Pasuk Kav Gimel. Listen to these words here. After all the difficulties in Mitzrayim, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu react? In Peyuk Beis, Pasuk Kav Gimel, the Pasuk brings out, if we can say such a thing, exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaved. And they cried terribly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard their cry, the Sipona says on this, he saw their physical needs, and he didn't hide his face from them. Their cry came to me. Vayeda Elokim, says the Sipona, Yoda niga levovom. He knew what was in their hearts. He knew their difficulties emotionally. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vaya, he saw, Vayeda, and he knew their emotional needs. You see the same thing coming out. Always, the change from Golas into Geula, from the Mialdos to Basia to Miriam to Moshe to Aaron, even Kavyochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the same thing over and over again. The physical needs and the emotional needs of another person. And that's the change which brought about the change from Golas into Geula. I think it's a tremendous lesson for these weeks of Shoibavim. That's the Avoida. They're weeks of Tikkun HaNefesh, of correcting ourselves and finding a new way of how to be Obeid Hashem. Reb Steinman always used to say, Zechat Alivach always used to say, that the tikkun is a tikkun bein odom lachaveiroi, much more than bein odom lamokim, not more, but bein odom lamokim bevadai, but bein odom lachaveiroi is an incredible avoida here, which will bring about the good. He often used to say this, the avoida. Just one maisa, I don't know if you saw.
Common, that like global, what is it, even if it's in your own family.
Yes, of course,
it's not this huge.
It's not
an go around massive. It's just
no. It's not macro. It's micro.
Yes.
No, it's not macro. It's not. It's on a small scale. All these are very small. A babysitter.
Slowly.
Miriam was a babysitter, and the Mialdas were looking after the children in the hospital. Whatever they're looking after the children. It's about the two brothers and how they behave together. Two brothers, Moshe and Aaron. Pasuk says in Kuf Lamed Gimel. I think Bavon Ben Agot says that that's Hinei Matov Manoim Sheves Achim Gam Yochad is. Moshe and Aaron, Rashi says on that pasuk, how Moshe behaved to Aaron and Aaron behaved to Moshe. And Aaron heard that Moshe was going to be the leader. Baruch Abba Samach Belibi. Hinei ma tovu manoim. How great that is, says Rabbi Avraham Ben Agro. That's step number 14, going up to the Beis Hamikdash. You know, all the Shir HaMalos. So Kuf Lamed Gimel is Hinei ma tovu manoim sheves achim gam yochad. When brothers can behave so well together, that is Matovu Manoim. If you look at the end of the pasuk, Kishon Tziva Hashem Es HaBrocha. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Brocha when you have that relationship of brothers, how they behave to each other. That's the whole Peruk is about that. Bein Adam LaChaveo. The last Peruk, Peruk 15, Hinei Obdi Es Hashem Ba'Leilois, is Bein Adam LaMokoim. That's step number 15 into the Azara. But 14 is Bein Adam LaChaveo. That's the Maila of it. So, just one second. So you see, It's domestic, it's private, it's in the home. Caring for a wife, or caring for a child, looking after their emotional needs. It's very small scale. It's not diplomacy here, and that's maybe where we're perhaps going wrong in our understanding. It's not dependent whether the coalition collapses or not, Netanyahu or not. It's not dependent whether they get certain armaments or not. It's not dependent on the tunnels, whether they find the tunnels. It's much more than that. It's domestic. It's private. And that's what we're learning here. Maisa ova sima labonim. It's there, right in front of us. And I'm suggesting this is the parsha which we have to lean on to see our future. That's the Mishkanos HaRoim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is the seminal of it. That's the reason why he got the job, Moshe Rabbeinu. He became the Mashiach in Mitzrayim because of this. And the Alta goes into great, great detail that this is the key. But the Alta doesn't mention the other Maisim. And I saw this in the Chochmah Musa. I thought to myself, well, they're all like this. Miriam behaved like this. Batsya behaved like this. And everybody behaved in the same way as Moshe Rabbeinu. They all behaved in the same way. All this caring for the physical needs and the emotional needs. And that's the change which brought about the Geula. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yeda Elokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw and understand. And that's why the Geula came about. I just wanted to say two last things, and then we'll leave it at that. But in the last of the Ma'amorim of Elia Lapian in Lev Eliyahu, in Parshas Yisroi, he describes that when Rebbe Chonah Wasserman came to London, he said over in Eitz Chaim Yeshiva in London the following words from the Chofetz Chaim, that in 1918 the Chofetz Chaim had said that there will be three wars of Gog and Magog. Three. He said, what has just happened is the first. The First World War was the first Gog and Magog. He then said the second one will take place in 25 years' time, which will make the first one look like child's play. He said that. Mm-hmm. He says in the footnote, if you have a look in Lev Eliyahu, he says a footnote there that Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer went in to ask the Chofetz Chaim exactly what he meant. He said exactly that. The first one will look like child's play after you see the second one, what's going to happen in the second war of Gog and Magog. And he said 25 years' time it'll happen. And then he said there'll be the third milchama of Gog and Magog, and he said it will be an Eis Tzora LeYaakov, a time of difficulty for Klal Yisrael, Eis Tzora LeYaakov. But then the Chofetz Chaim said, "Umimenu yivoshea," but they will be saved from that. Umimenu yivoshea. Rebbe Chonan, if you know a little bit about the Ma'amorim of Rebbe Chonan Wasserman, he was a little bit like a novi in his writings. Rebbe Chonan. Rebbe Chonan said on the words of the Chofetz Chaim, "Rak hamaskil ve'eis hazois." Only a maskil, a thinking person, ve'eis hazois yidoim should keep quiet. V'yit koinein. But hachonas haube and make great preparations. Ulai yiske lirois ben achomas tiyan b'Yerushalayim. Yidom, keep quiet and mitkoinein, the hachonas haube with great preparations in order to see the geula mit laosid lavoi. I would like to suggest that the maskil is understanding these scenes in Parashat Shemos. That's a maskil to understand what these scenes signify. They're profound. And that's what Rabbi Yerucham means when he says, Chazal HaGdoshim Yodu L'Torchi Yosem Shel Adomayim. Chazal went right deep into these incidents. V'choliskeim hayu al koichos shel amayim. What's the koich behind the maisa? What's the koich behind Moshe Rabbeinu going out? Not that the maisa is so great, but what was the koich? The koich was his nosan eino v'libo, the caring, the physical caring and the emotional caring for our family, for people in need, people who are sick, the caring. Moshe Aaron Stern, Zecher Tzadik Baruch, always used to say how great it is to daven for somebody, a person who's sick. Enormous. That's caring. Shows emotional caring for somebody who's not well, or someone in need, or for someone for a shidduch. It's all quiet. It's all domestic. And these are the actions which bring about Godus and Geula. It's the koyach behind the maisa, the physical needs and the emotional needs of a person. I just would like to end. I don't know if you ever saw or heard the most magnificent story about Rav Aaron Leib. The most beautiful story. It's in the beginning of the Sefer which Artsko wrote about Rav Aaron Leib. That there was a boy who came from a Fum family in Bnei Brak, and he had gone off the derech. To such an extent, he went to live with irreligious people, and he still kept a connection with a close relative. And then the close relative heard that he'd gone down all the way, and he was engaged to be married to a non-Jewish girl living in Tel Aviv. And he went right off the derech completely. He then decided that he's going to go ahead with the wedding, but the relative then contacted the family and told the family what he was doing. So they said to him, why don't you come back for a Shabbos before you decide to get married? Come back for a Shabbos. So he said, okay, but only on my terms. If I want to smoke, if I want to talk on the telephone, leave me alone. So he said, of course, our home is always open to you. So he came back for a Shabbos. On Shabbos afternoon, the father turned around and said to the son, I'm going to a shir. Would you like to come along? So the boy asked, who's giving the shir? He said, Rav Steinman. He said, I'll come along. He was astonished. He agreed to come along to the shir. The father introduced his son to Rav Steinman and told him that my son is not Shomer Shabbos. This is my son, Shomer Shabbos. And Rav Steinman turned around and said, how long have you been Mechalel Shabbos for? So he said, for 2 years. So Rav Steinman asked him, tell me, did you ever in the course of the time ever have Hihui Tshuva? So he said, yes. So he said, how many times? So he said, 4 times. Then he said, how long is each time? So he said, 10 minutes. So he said, Rav Steinman turned around to me and said, you mean to say for 40 minutes in the last 2 years you had Hihui Tshuva, B'mokam Shabari Tshuva Oimdeim Tzadik Gemurim Eino Yecholim La'amoid? Do you know how great that is? It's an enormous power. I mekane you for being Hihui Tshuva for such a time. I wish you a good Shabbos. And he went home. Then when they got home, they were talking, and the father turned around and said to the son, tell me, why did you agree to come to the shir of Rav Steinman? Do you have a connection with him? So the boy turned around, the young man turned around and says, yes, I did have a reason. I'll tell you why. When I was in fourth grade in Cheder, Rav Steinman came in to the class to test us. And the Rebbe told us all to sit round, and Rav Steinman went round the questions. He went to everybody and asked them a question, and then he came to me. And he asked me a question, I didn't know the answer. So then he asked me another question, I didn't know the answer to that. Then he asked me a third question, I didn't know the answer to any of the questions at all. And I felt terrible. And then a Steinman asked us all to come in front of him to get a candy. So he gave to each person a candy. But when he came to me, he said, no, you get 3 candies. Because Torah doesn't work according to results, Torah works according to effort. I made you work 3 times, for that you get 3 candies. Said the boy, you get 3 because you worked hard. I made you work hard. He said, that impression made such a great impression on me when you told me I'm coming to the shir. And eventually he gave up the shidduch, he's now Shomer Shabbos, he gave up everything. What do you see from such a maaser? What do you see from it? The caring and the love to another Jew, to another person. And he turned around and he said, never ever did Rav Steinman make me feel that I was not part of Klal Yisrael. He always accepted me, even though I was Mechalel Shabbos. You know, he gave me a chizuk. I was a Baal Tshuva, when I wasn't really a Baal Tshuva at that time. But that's the key note here. Ben Adam Lachaveiro is the caring physical needs and emotional needs, and that creates the Geula. And that, I think, is the work of a maskil in our times. A maskil to understand what Parsha Shemos is all about. Parsha Shemos is the beginning of the Geula, the end of the Golus and the Geula. But it all turns around on these private domestic scenes. It's a little bit off the point from Rabbi Yeruchim, but I built it out of Rabbi Yeruchim. Thank you very much. We'll leave it at that.